Dead indeed. I was telling some folks about Louis. They said, who is Louis? Louis is Louis. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Louis was a gangster, the leader of a gang in Detroit. And when a missionary by the name of Weatherby came from New Guinea, he brought a little Guinea with him, a little native, a little darky. He had been a headhunter, and a headhunter par excellence. And he brought him along because this little Guinea followed Mr. Weatherby wherever he went, and he was a good servant, and he liked him. And when he came home, he was supposed to be a retired missionary. He didn't like to be retired, so he took up the fight with the gangs in Detroit. And they took up a fight with him. They tried to kill him several times. And one day, the leader of the gang, whose name was Louis, he was only known as Louis, he stole into the backyard while Mr. Weatherby was sitting at his desk, and he took one shot at him through the window. And Mr. Weatherby fell down, what was supposed to be dead, but he wasn't dead. He was taken to the hospital. And of course, the police was looking for these gangsters. They knew who was the leader of the gang. They couldn't find Louis. He was gone. He had disappeared entirely. They just couldn't locate him for some reason or other. And they questioned the other gangsters, but they knew nothing about it. And after some months, Mr. Weatherby recovered his health, came home, and all his friends brought him presents, flowers, and whatnot. And this little Guinea came also with a present. He brought him wrapped in a brown piece of paper, something that the Guineas treasure very much, a head shrunken and pickled. And Mr. Weatherby didn't care for that head at all, but he took it graciously, and then he presented it to the Museum of Natural History in Detroit, and they advertised it. He said, you've got the real thing now. They put it in an exhibition in a special room, and here was this head. Genuine, they had had imitations before, but this was the real thing. And people came to gaze at this head. And one day, two fellows came in striped pants and jaws, you know, like an anvil. They were gangsters. They stood and they looked at this head, and they became pale as sheets, and their legs began to wobble. Say, that's Louis, he said. That's Louis. And they wobbled out of that room, you know, they could hardly walk from fright. Next day, about six of them came. Same thing happened. But one of them finally made bold to go to the office and ask, where did you get that head from? They knew it was Louis. Well, the man in the office said, we got it from a missionary who used to work among the headhunters, and I bet he's got more heads like that in his in his office. Well, they never bothered him again. What had happened? That little Guinea was up in the trees when Louis took a shot. And of course, he couldn't fight him, but he watched his features, and then he followed him like a cat. And the rest you know. And if Jesus Christ has a chance, beloved, he'll be pickled and shrunk too.